This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
And if I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you. Well, what's to be, they say, will be.
And if the wind says it's been sailed away, leave the day way up high in the sky. And long, but the wind won't blow, we really shouldn't go. It only goes to show that you will be mad by taking that step. And if you say to me tomorrow, what fun it all would be, then what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be?
I catch the wind, see it's been sailed away, leave the day way up high in the sky. And when the wind won't blow, really shouldn't go.
What is what? Hang on a minute. What is and what? I'm never going to get this right. First link of the programme. What is and what should never be. There we go. Because there's a Silver Jews song called I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. That was Led Zeppelin, and we all know what the song's called. Love a bit of gong in the middle of a record, don't you? Pre-recording my programme, as always, in my little house in North Manchester, where, for me, it is a blustery Wednesday afternoon. For you, though, it's most likely Sunday or Sunday night, and for a whole lot more of you, whenever you choose to listen to the programme. What have we got for you this week? New music from Pale Seas and Scott Matthews, really lovely tune from him, and Marissa Nadler. Also a new tune, or rather an old tune, that's made a new soundtrack for a documentary that's coming out called Finding Fella, which is about Fella Kuti. I'm going to have a sneaky preview of that actually in the coming weeks, but a great tune there from Fella Kuti. Also my featured artist this week is American band Caliphone, three tunes from them between now and 4 o'clock, and the Beckopedia will be dropping by, our mystery musical history girl, with a tune from Astro Gilberto. Song for Guy recommendations from listeners Katie Sullivan and James Wilson. And the theme to this week's programme is relocating to, or being from, the countryside. There we go. More songs about that than you would imagine. And not all of them, in fact, barely any of them, sound very pastoral at all. First of all, though, more of an instruction to you than anything else, here's Elvis Costello with Pump It Up. Happy Sunday, everybody. You can only write music like that when you're a young man. Discuss. Elvis Costello with Pump It Up. Now, the Six Music listener giveth, the Six Music listener taketh away. Jacob's giving, he says, thanks for bringing back my faith in radio. He's from San Francisco, I believe. Thank you, Jacob. Phil Shaw taketh away with a dear guy, sorry to be pedantic. Not so sorry that you left your computer keyboard alone, though, eh, Phil? It is a matter of record that Jerry Goffin wrote the words for Will You Love Me Tomorrow, and indeed, To You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. There you go, that's pretty fascinating, actually. Carole King wrote the melodies. Carole has said how remarkable it was for Jerry to write such songs from a woman's perspective. Well, I agree, it certainly is. Thank you for your pedantry, old man. Loads and loads of emails and tweets last week, loving Carole King as a featured artist. My featured artist this week, a bit more obscure, but no less deserving of praise, a Caliphone. We're going to hear from them in a bit. But first of all, here's the first tune concerning this week's theme, Movement to or from the Countryside, inspired by my coastal train ride up to Edinburgh with my mate Rachel last weekend. I went up and enjoyed the festival. Never done the festival in inverted commas before. Amazing. If you didn't buy a ticket, if you just wandered the streets, the stuff that's just happening in the streets. I saw a couple doing the Charleston. Blew my mind. I've never seen anything so energetic. And all on cobbles. And Edinburgh is such a beautiful city anyway. But I primarily went up to see my brother's comedy trio, Harvey Garvey and the Cane. I've never seen them do their thing before. So I was quite nervous that I wasn't going to enjoy it. But it was absolutely hysterical, thankfully. Can you imagine the awkwardness afterwards, if I hadn't found it funny? Nobody knows me like my brother does, and he would have been able to tell if I was lying politely. But luckily, it was brilliant. So, yes, inspired by my train ride to and from Edinburgh, which takes in some of the most beautiful English and Scottish countryside, I thought I'd make the theme of this week's show moving to and from the country. I was having little fantasies about owning a log cabin somewhere remote. In actual fact, that'd probably do me for about 2 days and then I'd miss the pub, let's face it. Here's Paul McCartney anyway, sounding, well, there's only one word to discuss, to describe, how Paul feels about moving to the heart of the country. This is the song from Ram, and that word is chuffed.
I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Oh,
Like I said, chuffed. Paul McCartney and Heart of the Country kicking off our theme this week of countryside.
This summer, Six Music goes on tour to some of our favourite festivals, including Latitude, Green Man and Bestival. The thing I love about festivals is the fresh air and discovering new musical treats, just bands and artists that either you've never seen before or someone that you weren't expecting to see and takes your breath away.
I'm really excited about curating the closing party at Green Man. To carry on the party, no one ever wants it to end, and to be able to provide the tunes at that point is going to be so much fun.
In next Friday's edition of Electric Ladyland with me, Nimone, come and relive the night with highlights from my special guests, Ben UFO and Simeon Mobile Disco.
Nimone's Electric Ladyland.
Next Friday night at midnight on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
New music now from Pale Seas. They've done sessions for 6 Music with our Lauren, amongst others. This tune's called Wicked Dreams and it's out now. Pale Seas and Wicked Dreams, that's great, isn't it? On to my featured artist this week. Califone are from Chicago, an experimental indie band. They've been together in one form or another since 1997. Their albums are based on internal stories, they're based on dreams, they're based on silent films. Very artistic, very expressive. All the three choices that I've picked for this show have come from the album Roots and Crowns, which is the one I'm most familiar with. But the rest of this stuff is definitely worth exploring. This next one is an up-tempo number called Pink and Sour. There's something very, very intense about this thing, and it reminds me of pinball for some reason.
Shoes, reunion stuff. meditation model wrapped in malpractice, quiet in the sway.
Caliphone and Pink and Sour, my featured artist this week. That was from the album Roots and Crowns. This next tune is from a forthcoming soundtrack to a forthcoming film. I think it's the September the 5th. I haven't got the notes in front of me, unfortunately. The documentary film Finding Fela comes out about Fela Kuti, the Nigerian. I guess he wasn't just a musician. He was a leader. He was a revolutionary and a leader. Here is the great man. This is Fela, Anikilapo, Kuti, and Nigeria 70, one of his many excellent bands. And this is called Jeun Koku, which apparently means chop and quench. Fela Kuti.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm Adam Porter. Belgian police say it's improbable that 35 people found in a container in Essex were already inside when it was dropped off at Zeebrugge ahead of the Channel crossing. One man died in the container, 34 men, women and children have received treatment in hospital. Sarah Grant is from the Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants.
This is likely to be a case of victims of trafficking, and if that is the case, they will then be given leave here to remain temporarily for a year whilst they sort themselves out. So it does seem that they will be treated as victims of trafficking and not as illegal entrants per se.
The Prime Minister has said Britain should be ready to use military action against Islamic State militants in Iraq. Writing in the Sunday Telegraph, Mr. Cameron argued that airstrikes and humanitarian aid were not enough to deal with what he called the poisonous ideology of the jihadists. The Bishop of Leeds has written to Mr. Cameron, urging him to grant asylum to Christians forced to flee Iraq. But Britain's ambassador to the UN, Sir Mark Lyle Grant, warned against treating the conflict as one of Muslims against Christians.
It is in fact an ideological conflict, largely within the Islamic community and across the region. The vast majority of the victims of this are Muslims.
A boat carrying foreign tourists has sunk in Indonesia. Around 10 people were rescued, but 15 are said to be missing. The Foreign Office says two British citizens who were rescued are being treated in hospital. Police have fired tear gas and smoke bombs to force back hundreds of protesters defying a curfew in a suburb of the American city of St. Louis. There's been more than a week of clashes in Ferguson after a police officer shot dead an unarmed black teenager. A man said to have more body piercings than anyone else in the world has been refused entry to the Gulf state of Dubai. The man had been planning to take part in a circus show at a nightclub, but the authorities had security concerns. That's 6 Music News. The next update's at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Tom Waits and Clap Hands from the album Rain Dogs. A good place to start with Tom Waits is Rain Dogs. It's a fantastic record, full of great stories like that one. Amazing how music can transport you, eh? That takes me back to a garden centre in Bury. My friend Baz used to let, he was my mate Nick's uncle, and he used to let a bunch of us hang around the garden centre at night. He had a big kitchen with a long table and a great hi-fi and a wonderful record collection. And that's where I first heard Tom Waits. Reminds me also of having a sore leg, because we didn't have any money. Girls really weren't interested. So we used to arm wrestle a lot. We used to sort of argue a lot. And then me and my mate Nick decided it'd be a good idea to karate kick each other in the thigh as hard as we could until one of us gave up one night. So yeah, that Tom Waits song reminds me of having a sore leg. This next tune by The Police reminds me of my friend Kath and her Crimson Renault 5. I saw Kath the other day and we were talking about it. And yeah, it's The Police from Regatta de Blanc, because that was the only cassette that would play in this knackered machine she had in the dashboard of that car. It used to play it slow as well, which we didn't realise for many years. Sting's voice being as high as it is, it just sounded normal when it was slowed down. So I'm used to a much slower, dubbier version of this tune, but it still works. It's The Police, it's for Kath, it's The Bed's Too Big Without You. Bed's Too Big Without You from Regatta de Blanc. That was The Police. He's got some good sings, as Stong, as my mate Tony Husband once said. Right, let's have a snippet from Rod Steiger's Desert Island Discs. In case you're not aware of who he is, Rod Steiger was he was in On the Waterfront. He's in the taxi scene with Marlon Brando. And he was in a bunch of films. He was a celebrated actor. Here he is talking to Sue Lawley about... there was a film called The Pawnbroker, and in this movie, at one point, the main character spikes his hand, sort of out of self-flagellation, spikes his hand on like a receipt spike, and this is him talking about preparing for the role.
The most memorable scene, of course, the one that everybody remembers, is when Nazeman puts his hand
where he flagellates himself out of guilt.
The pawnbroker spike.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Yeah. He's punishing himself still. Well, that's a funny thing that happened, because I was at home practicing. I had a thing I bought with a spike, and I'd press as far as I could go, so I got a sense of pain. And I practiced, and I practiced, and I practiced. I felt pretty good by it. And I came in, and there it was. The camera starts to roll, and I start to press down. And all of a sudden, my voice said, "You jackass, you never practiced taking it off." I was so... involved getting it right, putting it in. And the only thing that saved me, I happen to remember times when you're in terrible pain, and that is trying to hold your breath. So I went, and when I finally took it off, I went.
Next record.
I believe a creation is measured by the longevity of its memory. And these songs, anybody hears them, millions of people have never forgotten. And the highest form of reward an artist can get is when he gives you something, becomes part of your brain, part of your life, part of your memory, therefore part of you.
Not if you care. Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart?
Ella Fitzgerald and My Funny Valentine, chosen by Rod Steiger on his edition of Desert Island Discs. I've been on that. Hey? Scott Matthews, I only played him last week. I think he's wonderful. Apparently this isn't out until October the 6th, unless his album's actually called October the 6th. But if I've been given a sneak peek, then I feel honoured. This beautiful thing is called Sunlight.
Sunlight. Hard to come by like a familiar sign when you veer off the beaten track for all the love that you gave. There's a look on your face to fill. My world.
Scott Matthews and Sunlight. That was either out last October or it's coming out on the 6th of October next. I'll find out for you for next week. But a beautiful tune. In fact, next week I'm going to play the B-side to that single because it's equally beautiful.
Six Music.
Welcome to the BBC introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes every week by some of the finest artists you've never heard of. A big part of my passion for this is the fact that I was 30 years on the road as a recording artist myself. I banged at the doors of the BBC because if the BBC didn't play you on the radio, nobody would ever get to hear your music. BBC Introducing turns that on its head. It lets down the ladder to the people who don't have insider contacts or a plugger. All you have to be is good. Music that just smacks you around the ears. If we like it, we play it. The BBC Introducing Mixtape.
With Tom Robinson.
Six Music.
Supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians.
Download it now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
The Beckopedia is with us once again. Now then.
Now then. Almost everyone knows The Girl from Ipanema, the song that brought the delicate, sleepy voice of Astrid Gilberto to worldwide recognition. But the album which launched her career, Getz Gilberto, was actually a collaboration between saxophonist Stan Getz and Astrid's husband João, along with pianist Antonio Carlos Jobim. It's a spare, gentle album of voice, strumming guitar, sparse piano, quiet percussion and somnolent saxophone. Each successive song washes over you with warm splashes of sound in a pleasant, lazy and yet unremarkable way. For all their individual brilliance, one track merges into another until the magic ingredient is introduced, Astrid's voice. Suddenly, she brings out the best in João's voice. Her sparkle contrasts with the breathy bliss of Stan's saxophone, and the tinkling hints of Antonio's piano are glints of ornamental beauty. Despite only performing on two songs, Astrid is the highlight of this album, the missing component who makes a talented trio into a glorious foursome. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely.
Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Thank you. quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci. O que é felicidade, meu amor?
As chosen by the wonderful musical mystery history girl, the Beckopedia, that was Astro Gilberto and Corcovado. My mate Morris never gets out of bed. I'm always on my feet, which is why I've got such excellent sort of Olympian legs. Anyway, this is for Maurice, the lazy get. This is Sunday morning.
Just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Nothing at all.
A bit of DJ Shadow, anyone?
6.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Things, 'cause they don't tell lies. Something always goes wrong when things are going right. You've swallowed your pride to quell the pain inside. Someone captured your heart like a thief in the night. Squeezed all the juice out until it ran dry. Taken in by a heart of force gold. Now you're drifting in circles in the depths of your soul. Something always goes wrong when things are going right. You've swallowed your pride to quell the pain inside. Someone captured your heart like a thief in the night and squeezed all the juice out until it ran. Something always goes wrong when things are going right. You swallowed your pride to quell the pain inside. Someone captured your heart like a thief in the night and squeezed all the juice out until it ran.
You'll be captivated by that, I bet, if you've not heard it for a while. That was the title track from Soul Mining by The. I saw an article recently. My mum operates an amazing clipping service whereby she scours The Guardian, The Observer, and cuts out things that would be of interest to me. It's usually music related or related to conversations that we've had, maybe politics or whatever we've been interested in that we've been talking about. And very occasionally she throws in an article about the dangers of cocaine. Anyway, Alexis Petridis was one such clipping, talking about that album, Soul Mining, and saying how he thought it was fast becoming a classic. I have to say I agree with him. Really original and experimental for the day. This next tune is from Smog. It's in keeping with our theme of moving to the country. It's called Let's Move to the Country. It's from the album Knock Knock. And it's cute. It's self-consciously cute. Here we go.
Let's move to the country. Let's move to the country. Just you and me. My travels are over. My travels are through. Let's move to the country, just me and you. A goat and a monkey, a mule and a flea. Move to the country, just you and me. Let's start a
and let's move to the country. I believe him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, a cute number. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are just wonderful. Their favourite, my favourite record of theirs is The Lyre of Orpheus, which was part of a two-disc album, Abattoir Blues and The Lyre of Orpheus. This tune is called Baby Turn Me On. A very romantic song, if you ask me.
Stay my name. Stay by me. You are the one. My dream. The butcher bird makes its noise, and it asks you to agree. With its brutal nesting habits and its pointless savagery. Now the nightingale, it sings to you, and it raises up the ante. I put one hand on your round right heart, and the other down your
and tears. Everything has fallen, dear. Everything is wrong. It's just history repeating itself. Like a light bulb, babe, like a song. Well, you race naked through the wilderness, and you torment the birds and the bees. Well, you leapt into the abyss, but fine. It only goes up to your knees. I move stealthily from tree to tree, and I shadow you for hours. I make like I'm a little deer, grazing on the flowers. It's just history repeating itself. Babe, you turn me on like an idea, babe, like an atom bomb. We stand awed inside a clearing. We do not make a sound. Crimson snow falls all about, carpet in the ground. 'Cause everything has fallen deep. All rhyme and reason. Just history repeating itself. Babe, you turn me on like an idea, babe, like an atom bomb.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Baby Turn Me On. Mara Carlisle is a lovely girl. The first time I remember meeting Mara was with Willie Mason and crew when we were supporting Coldplay in the States. I think that's when I first met her. She's a good friend of my friend Tom Piper, who's also my tour manager. She's an incredible talent and a lovely human being. This tune is called Piani, and it's her singing and playing. This is just exquisite. Thank you. Perfect Sunday music from Myra Carlisle from an album called The Lovely, that's called Piani.
I'm Iggy Pop, the musician. Join me Sunday afternoons from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music. I've got to be honest about my record collection in terms of its cool and say that it is superseded by the cool of what I store the collection in. I keep the vinyl in a leopard skin trunk from Canal Street in New York. Everything else is housed in a beautiful George III secretary. It's important to house your beloved music somewhere special. On BBC Playlister, you can find all the records that I've pulled out for my show. You can rummage through the music I've played, and you can add them to your own playlists for safekeeping. To find out more, go to the Six Music website.
He's a space nut, you know.
A Song for Guy recommendation now from Katie Sullivan. She pops up all over Six Music, does Katie. She's a long-time Song for Guy recommender. But I've also heard her phone into Mark and Stuart's show in the afternoon. She's a very, very skilled painter, if you want to go and look at her work online. Katie Sullivan. She paints her very beautiful daughter quite a lot. She painted a picture with words in the email that she sent me here. She's also a fan of my band Elbow, and she took her daughter to a concert and she fell asleep in her lap, and she painted a lovely picture of that in this email. And she also recommended this tune by Little Esther called Aged and Mellow. It's about older men and whiskey and, you know, what's not to love.
But I like my men like I like my whiskey. Aged and mellow. There's nothing greenhorn can do for me, 'cause my older daddy suits me to a T. But I'll take Grandpa, 'cause he's had it longer.
I like my men like I like my whiskey. Aged and mellow.
A song for Guy recommendation from Katie Sullivan. That was Little Esther and Aged and Mellow. I love it. Another song now from Califone, a much mellower one from the same album, Roots and Crowns. This song is called The Orchids. It really is a delicate thing. All of their stuff hangs together with spiders' threads, if you ask me. I wonder if that's because they've got a song called Spider Houses that just popped into my head. Anyway, there's a general fragility to Califone, which I'm a huge fan of. This is The Orchids.
Swim together and all the shadows settle. When doors forced open shut again, flytrap and the pedal. My eyes burn and claws rush in to fill them. And in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. It is so clear I realize I'm here at last. I have my eyes. Figures sound retreat, the soft skin starts to shrivel. When dreams made real become less sweet, the orchid and the metal. My sex turns and claws rush in to spill them. And in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. It is so pure I can't arrive without the fear of seeing my eyes. Characters full size and every moon is level. When all the spirits burn in lies, the center grief by steel. My eyes burn and claws rush in to fill them. But in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. It is so clear I realize, and now at last I have my eyes.
Califone, my featured artist this week, and The Orchids. One more from them before 4 o'clock. I'm going to play the new one now from Marissa Nadler. Quite a stark contrast to being fragile. She's got something of the road dog about her. Marissa, when I hear her singing, I don't know, it sounds like she sounds like a drifter to me. She sounds like she can't stay put in one place. If you know that to be true, or if you know the opposite to be true, do let me know. I could Google it, I could try and find out, but just from the going off her music alone, I'd say she's somebody who very easily gets itchy feet. They're all road tunes. This song's called Drive. This is Marissa Nadler. It's new music on Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth.
Gonna make it 17 people in the dark tonight. You see some familiar faces.
town in the winter. Then we saw the Hollywood sign. We used to drink more than your man could. Waiting for the light. Waiting for the light. Waiting.
Marissa Nadler and Drive. Great, innit? New music on Six Music. Here's Shannon Wright, who I first saw at Warren from the Bad Seed when he curated All Tomorrow's Parties. I saw her live and it was amazing. This one's called In the Morning.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm Adam Porter. Reports from northern Iraq say Kurdish forces are in control of parts of the country's largest dam near the city of Mosul. It was captured by fighters with Islamic State earlier this month. Kurdish troops are being supported by American fighter planes and drones, carrying out what's thought to be the heaviest bombing since the crisis began. David Cameron has said he believes direct military action by British forces may be required to counter the threat of militant Islamists inside Iraq. He was writing in a Sunday newspaper. Police in Belgium say the migrants found in a shipping container in Essex yesterday didn't get inside it in Zeebrugge from where it arrived. They say this would have been impossible because of the heavy security at the Belgian port. One man was found dead and 34 other people needed hospital treatment. Our correspondent Andy Moore is at Tilbury Docks and says more is becoming known about the survivors.
The police say they believe they have come from Afghanistan and they believe they're of Sikh origin. And that's interesting because we've seen members of the local Sikh community, who police say are providing a lot of support, go in with what looked like food for the migrants who are being interviewed here, and also some extra clothes.
The authorities in Indonesia are searching for 10 tourists and 5 of its citizens who are missing after a boat sank yesterday. It was travelling between islands in the east of the country. 2 British tourists are among 10 people who've been rescued. Britain's men have won gold in the 4x400 metres relay at the European Athletics Championships in Zurich. They also broke the 3-minute barrier. Martin Rooney, who ran the anchor leg, said he knew he could overtake his Russian opponent.
I made him go for it around the bend, and I knew that once he'd made his move, he didn't have anything left, so I just sat and waited. And 120, I was just going to put the burners on and leave him. So I was very happy, very confident, and very excited about going on the podium again.
That's 6 Music News. The next update's at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC. That's who.
Thank you.
I love that song. Originally a song for Guy recommendation from James Wilson. That was Wild Beasts and All the King's Men, with some pretty scary images there. Huh? Private School Life. Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan do this next tune. It's in keeping with my theme this week of moving to or from the country, inspired by my train journey up to Edinburgh from Manchester. What a beautiful train journey that is. I might see one day if I can blag some money out of a TV or a radio company to let me go all over Europe on trains. I really want to do that. If you're in a position to offer me such a thing, actually I can't do that, can I, on the BBC? It contravenes to regulations. Oh, let's just play the tune. This is, of course, Girl from the North Country. Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan. It sounds pretty ill-rehearsed to me, but somehow benefits from it.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
See for me that her hair's hanging down. It curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down. That's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snow lakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
where the winds hit heavy
on the borderline, please say hello to one who lives there. For she was once a true love of mine. In the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
She was once a true love of mine.
Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan and Girl from the North Country. One more country-themed tune before the end of the programme, but for now I want to play this one from Caliphone. They've been my featured artist this week, and I said earlier on that their stuff had a fragility to it that was like it was held together with spiders' webs. I think I was inspired by the title of this tune. It's called Spider's House. It's from the album Roots and Crowns. I've all the selections from Califone have been this week. And I've just looked at my list, and actually there's another two country songs before the end of the programme if I get a shift on. So here for you now is the beautiful Califone with Spider's House. Califone and Spider's House. They're from Chicago. And that album is Roots and Crowns, if you're interested. They've been my featured artist this week, but my theme has been moving to or being from the country. Josh T. Pearson wrote a beautiful album, took him way too long, about 7 years actually, called Last of the Country Gentlemen. But it won all kinds of awards because it really is an amazing piece of work. This next beautiful song is called Country Dumb, and I urge you not just to listen to his beautiful voice and playing, but the very, very fine way he puts his words together. Josh, a really quite a close friend of mine and a very supportive man down the years. This is the beautiful Country Dumb. Thank you.
history dreamer. Each one more tired than the one before. All of us too poor to pay attention. Sweet dreaming was all we could afford.
Josh T. Pearson from Last of the Country Gentlemen, that was Country Dumb. I urge you to get that record, it's a beauty. Been out about 3 years now, actually, thinking about it. So maybe we'll get another one out of him soon, I certainly hope so.
Screen 6 is our way of getting our favourite directors and actors to look at the music that tells their story.
I had always wanted to have a fight scene to 20 Seconds to Comply by Silver Bullet. It would be a case we put the music on and it would score the writing session.
I'm Edith Bowman, and in the latest instalment, our narrative was provided by writer and actor Simon Pegg.
Music is in the DNA of what I do. I cannot imagine doing my job without music.
How good a dancer are you?
I was in a breakdance crew called the Galaxians. I think my street name was Retro Shock, and I couldn't do the helicopter.
A Screen 6 special with Simon Pegg.
Listen now at the 6 Music website, where you'll also find other episodes featuring Spike Jones, Wes Anderson and the Coen Brothers.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Mantra Luna.
I'm off to Australia and New Zealand in a month or so's time. I'll take you with me. I'll make some programmes while I'm there. Last time I was there, I met Tim Finn, which was a wonderful thing, having long been a fan of his work. Maybe not his very early stuff. I didn't really quite like his very early stuff. And some of the Crowded House stuff sails a bit close to middle of the road for me. But this next tune I find absolutely beautiful. This is an album he made with his brother, just called Finn. This song's called Where Is My Soul, and I love what they've done with the piano sample. In fact, this could be part of my loop special, which is slowly gathering pace. Just to remind you, I'm going to do a special all about loops in music. It's become such a part of modern music, and in fact, the way that music is now made, the recording software kind of relies on looping, regardless of what kind of music you're making. So I am gathering emails, I'm gathering song recommendations and stories and opinions about loops in music. Check the piano out on this one from Finn. It's called Where Is My Soul? And if I'm lucky, I'll run into Tim again when I'm down there. Finn and Where Is My Soul? I adore it. So that's all from me. We've got time for one more song. We're going to have, just to finish our theme off, we're going to have this beautiful number that I first heard when Gideon Coe played it on his afternoon show. Laura Veers and Saltbreakers and To The Country. I heard it many years ago and fell deeply in love with their music. In fact, I think it's about 2008, 6 years ago. Anyway, thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and Helen and everyone who helps me put the programme together. Thanks, of course, to the Beckopedia. And thanks to my Song For Guy recommenders this week. That was Katie Sullivan and James Wilson. Do keep your Song For Guy recommendations coming in. And yes, thank you very much for listening. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. See you next week.